Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Closed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Normally I'd start playing a nice little sort of Marlboro Man song, but since I don't have my box, let's just pretend it is, because it is time for 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, you could do that. I cannot whistle at all. I cannot whistle at all.
You can't whistle? That's a shame.
It is a shame. So I had another interesting conversation with another guy. He was taking exception with the fact that I would not go and shoot the Bull armory gun.
Uh-huh.
And then if I only shot the Bull armory gun, I would inevitably have to give in and say the Staccato gun is not worth twice the cost of the Bull armory gun. So I decided that I was going to play a stupid game with him, you know?
You went and shot it, didn't you?
No. Listen, if I get out there and I find a cure for a certain disease, which for me it's always not hitting the target, why would I go out there and say, this one works perfectly? I'll try something else. Why would I do that? So, I got out there and I replied to him, well, you know, let's extrapolate this, shall we? So the Staccato has been picked up by 650-plus law enforcement agencies because of what it is and the way it works. And the, if we're going to talk about the best 2011 out there, that's a Chambers Custom, which I can't recommend you go shoot because there's so few of them out there.
True.
I mean, if you know someone that has one, try to talk them into letting you shoot it. But, if you don't, well, then I guess you're just going to have to sit there and wonder for the rest of your life. But just because, and this is the thing, as far as guns go, and you correct me if I'm wrong, in the 1911, 2011, 2019 space, it's all going to come down to very small degrees of ergonomics and shootability, isn't it?
A lot, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are absolutely better technically built guns than others, right? And you're going to be able to, well, no, you're not. I was going to say you'll be able to tell that by the price point, but that's
right.
Not even true,
yeah.
You know, because there, as we found out on 1911 University page from doing all these reviews, there's a lot of guns out there that are in the $5,000 to $9,000 range that are just built by hot garbage.
Right.
And I can say that because I'm the guy that's measured them. You know, and when you've got a $5,000 to $7,000, $9,000 gun that has the same specifications, the same measurements, the same math, which does not lie,
right,
as a $700 Rock Island, you have to look seriously in the mirror and go, why in the heck did I buy this? You know? But I will say, I had a client, we were texting yesterday, really cool dude. And he was at the range. He just got his YC squared in, but he lives behind communist lines and he can't pick it up for a month.
Oh.
And so he was at the range giving it a conjugal visit and test firing it. And he also had his original regulator with him, and he was shooting that. And this guy shooting next to him was just amazed at his shooting prowess. And he leaned over and he goes, "Hey, man, what kind of staccato is that? I got to get me one of those." And the guy just laughed. He goes, "Yeah, you're not getting one of these." I was like, "Yeah, well."
Well, that but see, now that's the thing, isn't it? One thing that you do is you have the exact same consistency throughout. This is all based on math and measurements and numbers, and you know there's no way to deviate from that just based on that little formula that you have. Somebody like staccato, while what they have going out is not the exact same as every one of them, it does not go beyond a certain point and it does not go below a certain point. So they've figured out a threshold in which they can be there where there's a little leeway, a little play, and still they manage to have the consistency and the reliability and all this other stuff. But then when people get out there, inevitably they're always going to be going, is it worth it? And that is the question that infuriates me to no end, because obviously they're worth it, because everybody that builds one of these things, even the ones that build junk, there's a waiting period for years for these things. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Now, is there beginning to be a shift in the market out there? Are people beginning to question some of the other name brands that get out there and, you know, sell them a $7,000 gun and they get it and it has the same consistency and everything else of the Rock Island Armory gun that they could have spent $700 on and had the same basic, pretty decent gun, but it's not a $7,000 gun.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two threads of people there, right? There's the thread of people that see the differences and they go, "Oh, okay, well, I want to buy performance instead of looks," and so go over. And they get on our wait list, or they get on the wait list of some of the guys that I've mentioned that build exceptionally good guns, right? And then there's the, excuse me, there's the other group of people who just go, "Well, I don't care what you say about math. I like the way this gun looks." Okay, cool. Hey, Bill, I respect that. I do.
Because
it's your money, and you can do whatever the heck you want with it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I'm a huge, huge fan of certain types of rifles, right?
Sure.
I love my Socko TRG, plural. And, you know, are there other excellent rifles out there? Yeah, the A6 is a fabulous rifle, the Accuracy X, you know. There's a ton of great rifles out there. GAF, GA Precision. I just like the Socko. So that's what I buy. It's my money. Leave me alone.
Right.
You know? So if you like the way something looks and now I'm fortunate that, you know, the Socko performs as well as it looks. But, you know, if you're not in that boat, if you just like the way something looks and you want to add that to your collection, cool, man, that's why they're in business. Just don't, at least you can go into it with eyes wide open.
Right.
And not be deceived about what you're really getting. I do find it funny that guys go, "Oh, you know, I love this gun. It barely ever malfunctions."
Right.
Oh. Cool. So you're saying it malfunctions. Well, only barely ever. Okay. What's barely ever? Oh, you know, I might get a couple malfunctions every 200 or 300 rounds. Oh, so it's 10% failure rate. Okay. Yeah, that won't work for me. Sorry.
That math doesn't lie, does it, when you start breaking those numbers down that way? Oh, that's just funny. That's just some funny stuff. So, I've been making some discoveries here lately. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about them, and I want to go through them with you, and I want to see how this might translate, in your opinion, into the wonderful world of the 1911/2011/2019. For those of you interested in getting a Chambers custom gun, which all of you should be interested in getting a Chambers custom gun, you have to start by going to chamberscustom.com. There the lovely Heidi will work with you and figure out which one it's going to be, and off you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. 1911 University. I discovered something the other day. Right now, and I've been this way off and on for a little bit, but right now I'm beginning to lean more and more. If I'm going to carry a striker-fired gun, I'm beginning to lean more and more into the SIG P320. Do you have an opinion of that particular pistol?
Yeah.
I don't care if you hurt my feelings. I mean, I know it's sort of a Well, no thoughts on it at all?
You'll never see me carrying one of those.
Okay.
Why? Ever.
Why?
Because there are other striker fire guns that I think are better.
Okay. Well, just for my own edification, which one do you think is better?
Well, the Glock, the M&P, either one of those.
Okay.
I would carry either one of those over that gun.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Right. And the reason that I like this is because there's just something about the ergos with this that I can shoot this and hit exactly what I'm looking at. I can draw a face with it.
There you go.
You know, I mean, I can do it with my Terran Tactical Glock, but I mean, that's, you know, that's not a stock Glock. These guns that are, the guns that I'm doing this with are stock, just box stock. So that's the thing. That's the whole thing, the shootability for me. But one thing I've noticed as I'm getting more and more into this particular platform is that nowadays, custom guns, they especially in the striker fired segment, they've taken it and turned it into, you can buy this, especially for the P320, because, you know, they have the fire control unit. So you can buy, you can't get a trigger job, but you can buy a fire control unit that has a better trigger on it, right? And but when you do that, of course, you're basically building another gun. But you can take a gun and they make completely done up slides for these things. They make all kinds of crazy lowers for these things. And you can build a custom gun out of just the parts coming in here over the course of time. And you don't ever have to ship it off to a gunsmith. Have you been noticing that little phenomenon amongst the striker-fired people?
Yeah, it's been that way for about 20 years.
Well,
I mean, I know I'm a hater, you know, but there's a reason that when we ship parts out, they say it is recommended that this part be installed by a qualified gunsmith.
Yes.
Because there's tons of people out there that don't know anything about what they're doing, and they're putting parts in guns and causing problems.
Right.
You know, I mean, I got a buddy that owns a gun shop up in Lincoln, and I can't tell you how many times the dudes have walked in and been like, oh, I bought this gun from you, and now it's going full auto, and they take a look at it, and it's like, oh, you put an aftermarket trigger in it. No, I didn't put that in there. That was in it when I bought it here. No, it wasn't. And, you know, stupid people do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line, you know?
Right.
So, you know, do I think the mass majority of people should not be doing that? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I think the vast majority of people shouldn't. Now, you're a different case. You know, you're a gun guy. You have a son who's worked on guns, and you have friends in the industry that can help you if you have an issue. But, and that's cool, you know, but, yeah. Pay somebody to do it the right way if you don't know what you're doing.
Right, but like some things that people, like some people look at a custom gun, and especially with a polymer gun, right? Because a polymer gun can be customized with a Dremel, right?
Let me put it to you like this.
Sure.
Let me break it down for you to the simplest of simple.
Please.
You know, you can get on the website, on the internet, and you can buy your own tires, right? You know that.
Sure.
And you can have your own tires shipped to your own house, right?
Do you
put them suckers on the rims on your car yourself?
Couldn't possibly do it.
Hell no. Hell no, you don't.
Yeah.
So why mess with something that could cost you your life or your livelihood?
Well, see, and that's...
I'm not saying this for you in particular now. I'm saying this for the general public that's listening. Just pay somebody that does this for a living to do it properly.
Well, I mean, I have a couple of Poly 80s. But the reason I have Poly 80s is because one of my sponsors actually takes Poly 80 frames and serializes them. And you and he would probably get along really. You sort of think the same way about some of the same things. He actually takes and makes those things work.
Sure.
And in the videos that I've done with those, where I've shot those and demonstrated those, my thing is always this. It is, for me, it is far better to have somebody that knows what they're doing put the gun together than it is for me to be able to sit back and go, I did it. Now, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One, I don't have the eyesight, I think, that comes along with it, although there's ways to get around the eyesight, I know. I don't have the mechanical dexterity that probably I need to do some of these things. So, to that end, I recognize my strengths and my weaknesses. But when I'm looking at some of the things now, like I used to have a, well, you've heard of agency arms, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like with the Glock, half of what it was the lower. And what they would do by resculpting the lower. Now you can just buy the lower.
Yeah.
And you can there's so many out there that you can buy. And with the SIG, with just popping the FCU out and popping it back in, there's not too many ways to get it wrong. Now you're not talking about barrel fit. Barrel to slide fit. You're not talking about slide fit. You're not talking about any of those other things. You're not talking about adjusting the trigger. This is basically like taking a tire, to use the tire thing, taking the tire out of one car and sticking it into another. Yeah. Out of the trunk. That's what it boils down to. And,
And there's some parts out there that are made to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And SIG, you know, they had their issues with that gun in the beginning. Don't drop the damn thing. Because if you drop the dang thing, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Well, I know what's going to happen because I've tried it. Because I was an early adopter, and then when that started happening, I went away for a while.
Yeah.
And then they have sort of refined that process now, and I have not been able to make any of them do. But then again, I never was able to make any of them do that anyway.
Yeah, and, well, it's like the drop test on 1911.
Yeah,
you know, can you make one call? Sure.
Let's hold up this talk because I want to continue this talk because this is good because I'm going to segue into the whole 1911 thing because I had another conversation with somebody earlier this week about my dream gun.
Okay.
And I honestly believe you could build it. I believe Joe Chambers could be the one that builds it.
Yeah.
But Chambers Custom, check them out on their Patreon page, 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in a northeast Nebraska town say they're investigating the deaths of four people in two homes. Police say they suspect two fires were set at two nearby homes early Thursday in the town of Laurel, which is about 100 miles west of Sioux City. One person was found dead in one home, three others in another. China is continuing their military drills near Taiwan in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country earlier this week. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the United States is prepared for what China does next.
Beijing's provocative actions are a significant escalation in its long-standing attempt to change the status quo.
Kirby says the country doesn't want a crisis, but they will not be deterred from supporting Taiwan. USA Radio News. If you're looking for a job, you're going to have to look a little bit harder.
U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has been found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. WNBA Players Union boss Terry Jackson is devastated.
We are just hoping and praying that the compassion and mercy that we've been calling for really comes to fruition in this final verdict.
Griner was sentenced to 9 years in prison, and President Biden says Russia is wrongfully detaining her. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. We're going to segue into something here, but we've been talking about striker-fired guns, and you were talking about drop testing.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of drop tests that have been done. You can, if you drop a gun the right way, you can make darn near any gun go off.
Sure.
That's just the truth of it. And so, you know, what, at the end of the day, what are you trying to do? You know? What are you trying to do with this thing? If you're trying to carry it as a civilian, you know, you're going to casually carry it because you like it or whatever. All right. Well, carry it. Get proficient with it. Make sure you keep it clean and well lubed. Use good ammo. Don't use garbage. Shoot it often, you know, or as often as your budget will allow. Don't drop it on concrete from 8 feet up. It might go off. Might not. You know, but people get worried about all kinds of things, and it's just not worth it, I guess.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, and I never understood this. When I was in the military, if we dropped our weapon, we got down on our knees and cried.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pulled it apart, and I mean, the M16s that I fielded in Europe in World War III, in the World War III theater, were the same ones they used in Vietnam until we got the A2s. And I would pull that sucker apart, and I would clean it. I would clean every inch of it, inside and out, if I dropped it. And I did everything I could to not drop it. Then when I got an M60, it was a little easier not to drop it because you had to really be consciously carrying the thing. And the strap is you have to carry that cross strap when you're walking with it, so, or at least I did. And so I never dropped it, but I did occasionally drop my 1911, which then, once again, cleaning every little piece of it I could. When did it become in vogue to drop your gun?
I don't know.
I missed that part.
When it became in vogue to buy trigger parts online and drop them in pistols.
Yeah, well, we were going to get to that next. We were going to get to that next.
Hey, Joe's a jerk again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing about this. With some of the tests they've come up with, I mean, before I did the first YouTube video of my own about reviewing a gun, I was watching videos where they would say, "We're going to take this gun out in the middle of this blizzard. We're going to chip away the 3,000 years of permafrost, and then bury the gun and leave it there all winter, and then dig it up and see if it shoots."
Right.
And I'm like,
again, more retardation.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I was.
Look, guys like me have done all of that stuff.
Sure.
Because we had to, not because we wanted to.
Right.
But because we had to. And every time we had to, we're like, we already know what the result is. Gun's not going to function. You got to clean the gun off somewhat.
Yep.
You know, I've seen dudes are like, I'm gonna put this Glock in a gallon of water and freeze it and then pull it out and break the ice off and see if it'll function. It's not going to function, you moron.
Yep.
It's got frozen water inside the barrel. It's going to blow up.
Yeah.
You can't fix stupid.
I understand. So let's get into this. So now, is it due to some of the what I'm seeing in some of the striker-fired markets where they're like, they do have parts that can drop into a gun to where we're seeing drop-in parts are trying to drop into steel 1911s, like triggers?
Yeah. They're never going to feel like a 1911 trigger. The 1911 trigger is a single-action trigger, and it's the only trigger that feels the way it does.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because this leads us into a very lovely segue. Because I'll tell you what I think that if whoever develops this will own the handgun market, it will destroy all of the current plastic fantastics. They'll be out of business. And whoever does it, they may well win a Nobel Prize. I want someone, and I would really like it if it were you, I want someone to design a striker-fired single-action pistol.
By its very nature, it can't be striker-fired single-action.
Why?
Because striker-fire is not single-action.
Well,
single-action is hammers here.
Okay, so let me rephrase it then. I want a striker-fired gun with a 2011, with one of your triggers in it.
Well, then you buy a Glock, you get a ghost disconnector, you cut it to the right length, and you put a flat face trigger in it, adjust the over travel, and you put a screw in the trigger to adjust the pre travel, and that's about as good. And you do some modifications to the striker and the spring, and that's about as close as you're going to get.
I'm sensing some resistance to this idea. Are you telling me in the physical world in which we live, the scientific world and the scientific mathematics-based world in which you exist, that kind of a gun is just not a possibility at this particular time?
No, I'm telling you, I've already done it. There's tons of guys out there that have done it. It's just a matter of modifying the parts to get the trigger to feel the way you want it to feel.
Oh.
It's not that difficult. That's the whole roundabout of all of this conversation is, you know, people are trying to take a gun that doesn't have a single-action trigger and make it feel as though it has a single-action trigger. Okay, cool, I get that. Totally understand that, right? What you need to do is buy these parts, XYZ, buy three or four of each so that you can destroy some on your learning process. And buy them and start chopping them up. You know, this is how a lot of dudes learn. Seriously. Serious business. And chop them up until you figure out what feels good to you. And if it's safe, cool, run with it. If it's not, then back up, try again.
Have you done this with a striker-fired gun?
Yeah. That's what I just said. I've done it with Glocks. I've done it with M&Ps.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I mean, it's not that difficult once you figure it out. And that's why And that's why a ton of these companies, like, you know, I got the opportunity to meet the guy who owns Ghost Disconnectors this past spring. Super great guy. I like him. I like the product. I've used the product a bunch. I can't use it in my personal box because mine all have fun switches on them. But it's a fabulous, fabulous product, and the dude has made millions and millions of dollars on it because guys want to try to replicate that. They want to get rid of the over travel that is inherent with a Glock trigger. And that is the best way to do it. Not the only way, the best way.
Do you think you could do it with
what?
Do you think you could do it with a SIG trigger?
Nah.
But you could do it with an M&P trigger.
I have.
Oh, well, I guess we're setting up for the next segment then.
I'm not doing it to an M&P trigger again.
Oh.
Let me just end that segment before it begins.
We can't do that. We still have 10 minutes to cover. You have to take 10 minutes to shoot me down in the next segment.
We're going to talk about other things than that.
Joe Chambers, the best gun builder on the world, but does not know how to manage the time on a radio show. But that's not what he does for a living. He does build the best guns out there. And you can follow him at Instagram at Chambers Custom, and in addition to on YouTube at Chambers Custom, in addition to on Facebook at Chambers Custom. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we're this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. This is 1911 University. And everybody get ready. This is going to be like super shoot down right now. Because I'm going to ask, Joe, why won't you do me a Smith & Wesson M&P trigger?
No.
See? There's no, and you just can't argue with Joe when he says no. That's one of those things I have learned over time. When he says no, it's no. It's just no. It's just no. Now, can you see why I would want a gun like that, though?
Sure. Why not?
But the fact of the matter is the whole feels like a 1911 trigger, that single action trigger feel. I don't know how that can be done with a trigger that doesn't slide back the way the 1911 trigger does on the way it's designed physically.
Can't. I mean, tons of people have tried it.
Yeah.
Hudson tried it. Their trigger was probably as close as it comes, but it also had a sear disconnector inside.
Who tried this?
Hudson.
Okay.
H9.
Yeah, that one, that gun was, that one was over before it ever really got started, didn't it?
Yeah. It's a shame, too. I have one. It's a super cool gun. Just super cool. I really like it. Of course, the problem was they trusted engineers.
So what was the I had a rather unique. Now, what was the deal with the recoil system on that gun?
Well, it was just a little flat wire recoil spring. It wasn't no big deal.
Right.
But the bigger issue was the barrels were too big in diameter on the inside.
Right.
And so, my personal gun, which I can freely talk about because I've shot it a bunch.
Right.
It was a minute of duck at 50 yards. And for the price they were asking, I expect them better than a minute of duck. I expect to be able to hit the black every shot.
Right.
So, it's unfortunate, but that stuff happens. What are you going to do?
What is it that, as far as what was it that made it so much fun to shoot?
Oh, I didn't say it was fun to shoot.
Oh, okay.
It was just a unique gun. Okay. It was a great idea. The only problem I ever had out of mine, besides being inaccurate, is I broke the slide stop because it was just a little stamped metal.
Right.
But I got a replacement laying around here somewhere. I just have to find it and put it on the gun. But, people talked about how it was so flat and so soft. Those people are Glock shooters. Those people are M&P shooters, SIG shooters, HK shooters, whatever shooters. And when I shot it, I was like, wow, that's really snappy in the hand.
Yeah.
But I'm also used to shooting. I mean, I shot a 10 millimeter yesterday that with regular range ammo was no hotter than, or no harder in the hand than a 45 with ball ammo.
Right.
Now when I put my personal test fire loads in there, all that went out the window like bad bathwater. You know, but even Steve Fisher says my personal hand loads in 10 millimeter are insane. And he's a real 10 millimeter aficionado, you know. But the Hudson was just, to me, snappy in the hand.
Right.
And that could probably be changed with a few spring changes, you know, a few modifications to the spring weights. It could probably be tamed a little bit, but
right.
You know, to me, a 9mm should be fairly light in the hand to shoot in a full size gun. Well, you know, once you get into micro guns, compact, micro compact guns, all that changes. But in a full size gun, that gun should be relatively shooter friendly and soft in the hand.
Right. So with the and believe it or not, with Underwood ammunition, I prefer shooting a 10 millimeter better than I do the 45. And I've never shot one of your 10 millimeters. I can only imagine what that would be like.
I'm pretty picky about the ammo I shoot in 10 millimeter. I won't say nothing bad about no company's ammo, but I'm pretty picky about the ammo that I shoot.
Well, I mean, I don't have any affiliation with Underwood. I expected it to be a popping round, and it was sort of a, you know, it had more of a pronounced thud.
Yeah.
But it was not something I could not fire and have three pieces of brass in the air at the one time.
Yeah.
Because you know how I like to shoot. I mean, I like to shoot putting a lot of rounds downrange. I like to slap the trigger, and I do it in a controlled manner because I've been taught well.
Sure.
Yeah. You believe that, right?
Yeah. I understand that.
I can tell Joe believes that. Now with your 10, that's what I want to test. If you have a 10 millimeter laying around that you built, if you have the time and you're thinking about it, if you'd send that to me and let me test it, I would like to test one of those. Just for my own.
You want to shoot my 10 millimeter comp gun?
Do you have one?
Of course I have one.
Well, then I guess you ought to. Now, on a 10 millimeter, why is a comp? Now, how big of a comp does it have?
It's got the YC squared comp on it right now.
Really? That works, huh?
It's okay.
Now, it doesn't work as good as you'd like for it to?
No. I'm going to fit another barrel to it and put the big hole comp on it because that's how I really want it to work, but for now, it's got the YC squared comp on it.
Now, is it a full-size barrel?
Yeah.
Five-inch barrel?
Five-inch gun, yeah. Got a red dot on it. I'll tell you a funny story about it.
Sure.
Last year, I took it out. I sighted it in. I put it at 6 inches high at 50 with my hunting loads, which would have put me dead on at 100. All right, so basically anything 0 to 100, hold hair, shoot deer. So I took my youngest daughter, Sophia, out to hunt. She was 10. And took the Lapua and the pistol. Good combination, right? I can shoot anything 1,000 yards and anything into 5. So all these deer came out. She's all excited. There's like 80 deer out in the field. She's like, shoot one, Dad. Shoot one with the pistol. They're really close. I said, all right, put your earmuffs on. Got our earmuffs on because that comp is louder than I'll get out. And this deer, she was at 89 yards, and I had a brain fart, and I put the dot on the top of her back. Woo, my shot. And they all took one. I shot right over that deer. She was so upset at me. I got back and I was talking to Fisher about it. He's like, where'd you aim? I says, I don't even want to. He says, you aimed at the top of the back, didn't you? I says, yeah. Yeah, I did. I forgot that I had it sighted in for 100 yards and in the emotion and the excitement of shooting a deer with this pistol, and putting one down farther than Steve Fisher had last year because we had a little competition going. I aimed wrong and I missed wrong. And he just laughed and laughed and laughed all the way to the bank after he got my $100 bill.
Mm.
So.
Well.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the running out of time thing. And one thing I want to tell you is that I hope you're back on a more regular basis. I know you've been busy. Have you got any water in the pond yet?
No. It's been dry and hot as Satan's taint here. And it's been so hot, you don't even want to go outside and walk it from the house to the shop.
Gotcha.
Boss comes across the driveway in about 3 seconds. He's like, hot, 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 hot. Poor dog.
Well, in any event, I'm glad you're coming back. I'm glad you're back on a regular basis because the 1911 University is fun for me. For anybody interested in Joe Chambers, check him out at chamberscustom.com. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good one.
You as well. And I will be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be. About total control, the garbage elite have got something in mind for you, and if they disarm you, they fully intend to implement it. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.